According to CAL FIRE, this is the biggest fire in California this year. It's burned over 400,000 acres and is the fifth largest fire in California history. Almost 7,000 personnel have been deployed to fight the blaze. The fire has destroyed 636 structures and damaged 49 others. No injuries have been reported. Rachel Bowen is the public information officer for CAL FIRE's Tehama Glen unit. She says the fire is unpredictable, so residents should stay informed.
So this is a dynamic fire. We encourage citizens to have their go bags ready in case of an evacuation order and to continue to visit readyforwildfire.org.
According to the Butte County Sheriff's Office, over 4,000 people have been evacuated with thousands more under evacuation warnings. Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency for Butte and Tehama County soon after the fire started. The governor says California also secured a fire management assistance grant from the Federal Emergency Management Agency to ensure there are enough resources to deal with the fire. CAL FIRE's Rachel Bowen says containment has been difficult.
So the fire is presenting its own challenges based on steep, rugged terrain with limited access points.
Officials say the three things that drive fire are fuel, weather, and topography, which all contributed to the size and strength of the Park Fire. The day the fire started, the weather was above 100 degrees with extremely low humidity. Rick Carhart is the public information officer for CAL FIRE's Butte County unit. He urged local residents to abide by evacuation orders.
So we only put them out when there is a serious, real threat. And so if the sheriff's office puts out an evacuation order, it's for a reason, and it is in everybody's best interest to definitely get out.
Carhart says firefighters are working as hard as possible so the Butte and Tehama County Sheriff's Offices can lift evacuation orders and people can return to their homes. For KPFA, I'm Audie McAfee.